This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to another Joy 94.9 podcast.
Terribly sorry to interrupt in the middle of a song, but we do have a bit of an emergency at the moment. We're going to cross to Jess Abrahams, who's at the scene at the moment. Jess, can you tell me what's happening?
Adam, nice to hear from you. We're actually travelling in an ambulance. We've actually just been to Bronwyn Pike's office. She's the Minister for Health. And we've been seeking some emergency life support for Murray the Cod. We've got a giant sick fish in the back of an ambulance. And we are trying to get some new national parks and some more water flowing down the Murray to make sure that Murray stays alive.
So where are you? You're flying around in an ambulance with this massive Murray the Cod, trying to get attention. Where are you off to now?
Well, I've just been to Martin Foley in Albert Park, and then we've stopped at Bronwyn Pike in North Melbourne, and right now I'm heading up to Fiona Richardson, who's the member for Northcote in High Street, and hopefully Murray's not going to pass out on the way.
I hope he's
flapping around there in the back.
Oh dear, I hope he's going to be okay. Now, I believe the Victorian Environment Assessment Council has made some recommendations. Oh, we've lost him. It must be a bit of a saga there, but basically what's been happening is the Victorian Environment Assessment Council made some recommendations to the Brumby government that they need to look after the red gums that are in the Murray River area, because it's not just the river but the red gums that are in trouble as well. Hopefully they accept these recommendations, and they need to take them and action them immediately and in full to make sure that we have the red gums in the Murray area for a long, long time. We're going to go back to the music right now. Hold on, we might have him back on the line. We'll see what we can do. Bear with us for just a few seconds. We'll have a couple of messages and we'll be back in 2 seconds' time.
Are you aged between 16 and 20 and live in the Shire of Yarra Ranges? You must get plenty of fresh air, but might not know of Unsure Unstraight, a support group for young people to talk about issues and have fun. Go to yrys.com.
Want to come for a ride with Dykes on Bikes? All you need is a motorbike, leather jacket, helmet and a sense of adventure to get involved. Not only do we have a ball on our bikes, but we run events with other groups and provide a fun, friendly atmosphere. We'll meet once a month, and you can find out more by emailing dobvic@yahoo.com.au. When it comes to fast fun, we're the leaders of the pack.
Okay, we found him. He's back on the line again. Jess, are you... Oh, we've lost him again. Jess, are you there? We're not having much luck at all. We're going to go to some music, and then we'll be back very, very soon to talk a bit more to Jess Abrahams. You're on Joy 94.9. Okay, we're back again. We've got Jess Abrahams on the phone. What happened, Jess?
Oh, sorry there, Adam. I had to give some emergency mouth-to-mouth resuscitation to Murray in the back. I thought we were going to lose him for a second then.
Wow, the situation's getting pretty drastic.
It is, and we're expecting a decision from these Labor politicians before the end of the year, and the sooner they make this great announcement and help us protect the Murray, the sooner endangered species will be able to hang on for survival.
Now, the Brumby government hasn't been doing too well in conservation issues recently, have they?
No, they haven't done a lot, but this would be a great opportunity for them to finally do something good. It's an easy one. Protecting national parks is pretty popular with everybody, and so we're really calling on people like Fiona Richardson and Bronwyn Pike and Martin Foley to do all they can to make sure we get a great announcement soon.
So as you're rocking up with in the ambulance with your sirens going, and you've got the Murray the Cod, the massive Murray River Cod in the back, how are the politicians reacting?
They're pretty good-natured about it. I think they're used to this sort of business. They're a little bit defensive, but when they know we're here for fun and we've got our Fisher-Price stethoscopes around our necks and a giant fish on the hospital trolley, they realise before too long that it's a bit of a gag.
Oh, good. Well, hopefully it gets the message across. I'll leave you to it because it's a very... well, it's a drastic situation and we don't want Murray to be hurt at all, do we?
We don't. It's anything to protect our endangered species, Adam.
Beautiful. Thank you very much for your time today, Jess. I'll leave
Cheers.
You to it.
Bye.
Hope Murray's okay. There you go. That's Murray the Cod is being flown around in an ambulance at the moment. That is Jess Abrahams. He's from the Wilderness Society, basically visiting all the Labor politicians, bringing attention to them that we need to do something to protect the Murray River and the red gums in that area. Okay, back to the music right now. You're on Joy.
This has been another Joy 94.9 podcast. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse GLBTI communities. You can support our work by becoming a member or making a donation. For details, go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.